I'm April Cummings with your sports. More cricket action this weekend as the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Sub-Regional Americas qualifiers continue. It's a rest day today, but tomorrow the action continues with Cayman versus Suriname. And then again on Sunday, it's Cayman versus Argentina in West Bay. The Cayman Motoring Federation is rolling out a major slate of new initiatives aimed at boosting motorsport development across the islands. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Coming out of its annual planning retreat, Cayman Motoring Federation confirmed plans for the first ever Stem Racing Cayman Islands Nationals, a new autocross league, expanded esports racing programs, continued road safety work, and new youth karting opportunities. One of the biggest milestones will be the inaugural Stem Racing Cayman Island Nationals, powered by Cayman Customs Automotive and supported by the Ministry of Education, CUC, Cayman Airways, Hampton by Hilton, and Tony's Toys. The event is set for April 25th at the John Gray High School gym, where high school teams will design, engineer, and race miniature Formula One-style cars as part of the International STEM Racing Program. CMF also continued the launch of its new Autocross League. The first event, sponsored by Jake Scott and Heineken Zero, takes place April 12th at 1 p.m. at the Foster's Airport Overflow Lot. Two additional events will follow, sponsored by Lucky Rabbit Restaurant. The league is designed to help drivers build precision and vehicle control skills with a season-long championship on the line. To support youth development, CMF has purchased two karts, one adult and one cadet, which will be introduced at autocross events throughout the year. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
World Down Syndrome Day is observed globally on March 21st, and here in Cayman, the T21 nonprofit organization is turning that date into a celebration of inclusion for people of all abilities.
T21 is short for Trisomy 21, which is also known as Down Syndrome. Now, World Down Syndrome Day occurs each year on the third month, on the 21st day, to signify the extra copy of the X chromosome, which is what makes Down syndrome. So March 21st is celebrated for our persons in the community with Down syndrome to raise awareness about our community and also to raise funds for the community itself.
Pediatrician Dr. Mona Kazemi says there is a wide spectrum of abilities in people with Down syndrome, with strong social skills and visual memory often standing out.
Some of the strengths of people with Down syndrome, it's common to have a personality characteristic of having one of the best sense of humor. It'll be rare to see somebody with Down syndrome who isn't smiling and laughing and just knows how to make every situation light and positive and joyful. Another strength is that they are able to socially connect really well because of this joy.
Dr. Kazemi says, like so many things in life, there is a spectrum for people with Down syndrome. Some are able to live very independent lives. Others may need assistance throughout their lifetime. And yes, families of children with Down syndrome often face additional medical therapy and social needs, and at times may feel isolated. Desiree Jacob understands that all too well. She is a parent and member of the board, and she says T21 exists to change that.
Today, there is so much access to support within families and within the community. There is support out there, and there is a lot more than what there used to be in terms of programs, schools, medical care, and therapeutic, you know, access. We're so much further than what we were 5, 10, 25 years ago.
And one of the ways we're seeing that is with events like this, inclusive events. T21's upcoming Walk, Run, Scoot, Push event. It's designed so that anyone from age 0 to 99 can take part, whether they're runners, wheelchair users, or people with different mobility and neurodiversity needs. Dion Sessi tells Radio Cayman the event is growing and changing.
The T21 NPO is dedicated mostly on the children and middle age and even adult with Down syndrome. That's why the program evolves in all those areas. So one of the major programs that we are trying to do to make it more inclusive to the community is the race, the run, the walk, mm-hmm. the push, the scoot. We were preparing a lot of things to make it more safer as well. We bought traffic signs. We bought safety vests. And we are very fortunate to have a lot of volunteers who came in to...
The course at Kamana Bay will feature 1, 3, and 5 kilometer options broken into children's and adults categories. There will be medals, trophies, and even cash prizes on offer. The registration fees for this event, along with other initiatives like their Rock Your Socks Dress Down, will provide funds that go directly toward helping families meet medical therapy and social inclusion needs. Organizers say not only do they want everyone in Cayman to feel welcome at this event, but they want us all to turn out in force. April Cummings for Radio Cayman Sports.